Hi, this is Serena. We just got a 911 hang up.
I don't know what that was. I'm here with my wife and we're about to go to sleep.
Nobody dialed the phone?
Well, yeah, I think she may have.
Don't give up.
You want to talk to her?
Yes, please. Hi, this is Serena. Did you just call the 911?
Yes.
What's wrong? You can't tell me? Can you talk to me?
No.
Because your husband's in the room?
No.
Okay. Okay, has he hit you?
Don't give up.
Has this happened before?
Yes.
Because you want to be heard.
Now let me talk with your husband.
If silence keeps you, I will break it for you.
We were having a disagreement. My wife thought she ought to call 911 for a moment, but...
Mm-hmm. There hasn't been anything physical?
Nope.
Okay, so you would be able to talk to an officer when he gets there?
If he were to come, yes.
If I've got an officer out there, and you are going to have to go to the door and talk with him.
Everybody wants to be loved. Don't give up.
Diane did have an order of protection against her husband. Police were called to Diane's home here on Alabama Street a total of 7 times for domestic disturbances. When they arrived here on Tuesday, they found her dead.
Don't give up.
Today, her estranged husband arraigned for her murder.
We weren't educated on how to deal with this until we went and saw the psychologists ourselves, and they told us that they need to have some sort of closure. We'll probably take her to see, you know, mommy at the cemetery.
Don't give up.
She didn't deserve this.
Because you want to burn bright.
Often, a person who is being abused becomes more withdrawn from whatever connections they do have. And mostly that's because of control. An abusive partner will control the woman and try to get her to stay inside, avoid her going out with other people, so she doesn't have the opportunity to really talk about it.
Well,
women tell me that, well, you know, their family said the abuse would end and things would get better. Experiencing abuse is really regarded as something shameful today, and that's unfortunate because it isolates a lot of women.
Don't give up.
She hid the abuse. It was shameful for her.
I think as a teenager, I always said to her, Mom, why do you stay? Why don't we just leave? And she would say, you know, I'm staying together because of the kids. Where would I go? There's 5 kids. I can't afford to look after all of you on my own.
The primary purpose of our shelter is to provide a safe haven for the women and their children, to get them in a safe environment.
Don't give up.
Usually the women who come to our shelter are coming because they have no other place to go. That means their family and friends are either not around or not supportive of them leaving their relationship, which is actually quite common, sadly.
Don't give up.
The first step is having the courage to own your mistakes.
Right.
That's something I had to do. You know, the second piece, which is critically important, is not just to go to counseling for a couple of sessions, not just to have a few circles with a few men. It's got to be a commitment over time. The only thing that's going to stop sexism, violence against women and girls in all its forms, are for men, be they former abusers or batterers, or men who have been nonviolent their entire lives, to come together and challenge other men.